Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I run into Raj in the supermarket, and he's got the face that I would have on. I know what he's going through because I saw your face.
I had just said to Susan, let's go. You know, let's get the milk, the eggs, let's go. We're done, right? That's what I said. I said, we're done, right? She's like, you're no fun to go shopping with. I'm like, come on.
Right.
And I turn around, the guy goes, you want a little sample piece of this steak marinated? It's my marinade. I'm like, yeah, I'll try that. And then you said, hey, or whatever. And I saw you were there. That's like exactly when
right.
you showed up.
And then I kind of saw him like, oh, look. Now he knows that his wife, depending on mood, can be chatty.
And I can very
see,
social.
And I can see that he wants to get out of there.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, wow, he really didn't want to see me. And then I'm like, okay, I know what this is.
I know
you just wanted to get out of it. Well, that's what I'm saying. I knew it was a minute or two. I knew it wasn't me. So anyway, we don't talk all that long. I know exactly what's going on with Raj. He wants to get out of there. So I cut the conversation short. All I have to go over to the butcher because he's chopping stuff up for me. I was like, all right, I'll see you guys later. I go home. And again, I don't want to say it's an issue with my wife and I, but it's definitely a bugaboo.
A bugaboo.
A bugaboo.
So there are issues.
There are issues.
And then there are bugaboos.
Bugaboos. Like, this is just like, so.
And then there are things under that that kind of bother. Is that the list?
I went home and made the mistake of telling Nicole that I ran into you and Susan at the supermarket.
That would be normal to say that, though.
Kaboom. Yeah. Yeah.
Kaboom is bad.
See, Roger goes, why can't you go? I don't understand why we can't just go. I said, listen. I've told you a million times, if you give me a list,
right?
If you give me a list, I will stop, pick that stuff up, and bring it home. I will bring home what is on the list. Mm. Nothing more, nothing less, unless they don't have something. Mm. But I will do that for you. I don't understand why, you know how much I hate going full-blown food shopping. You know that. Why? It's almost like... it's a goal of yours at this point to make me do something you know I hate.
Right. Right. Well, maybe she doesn't love it either. So maybe she would just like to share it with you since it's for the house and you can do it together and maybe it won't be so bad.
I'm not going. I don't have the time.
I know. I'm just saying.
I work that's what she's thinking. At least double the amount of hours that she works in any given week.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
And to come clean about it.
I'm not trying to be a hump. That's just honest.
Mm-hmm. Susan and I don't go grocery shopping together all the time either. I mean, I'll stop in and get some stuff. She'll go by herself a lot, but it just so happens on Sunday, it's kind of easy. We go to like a diner for breakfast, then we go grocery shopping. You know what I mean? It's simple. And I don't mind going grocery shopping. I really don't mind. As long as we move it along. I don't want to spend all day in there. I feel like my life's ebbing away. Plus, the football game was about to start. Right. I want to get out of there. So that's just, and so there we are. And she's like, oh, let's try it. So I said, a sample of guacamole. It's sample day on Sundays in this place. So the next place I go is right when you walk up. And to be honest, I didn't recognize you instantly because you had like a black ski cap on like this.
Yeah.
With a black. And I didn't, from a distance, I was like, who the? Oh. And then I saw the Roger JP logo and I saw, obviously it was you.
Yeah.
But I thought, is that Spider-Man? You were like really in a form-fitting, like, I don't know, all black straight.
Well, hold
like,
on a second.
It's a black Spider-Man.
I was in nothing form-fitting.
Well, whatever you Jesus were, it was Christ. All black. Now, well, was it not? Were you coming from the gym or something? I don't know. It was black ski cap, black.
I was wearing sweatpants, and I was wearing like a little zip-up jacket and a black beanie hat.
Yeah.
Because it was cold.
Tight sweatpants?
No. It defeats the purpose of wearing sweatpants.
I guess. Yeah. Or does it?
For dudes,
you want to enhance some things.
I don't know.
Well, whatever. Either way, it was like a split second and I realized it was you. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. But anyway, because I was in that zone. You're right. I was in that zone of, all right, time to go. All right, I'll take a piece of steak. And who's that? Oh.
get the oh, good for you ready.
I'm ready.
Because you guys are going to hammer me a little bit. I have, this coming weekend, I have the opportunity to do three different things.
Oh, good for you.
Two of which.
Is one of them meet me in a grocery store?
Two of which are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is responsible.
Oh, boy. I already know what I'm picking.
I don't want to do responsible.
I know, but sometimes you got it.
I have the opportunity to go to the NFC Championship game.
Oh, good for you.
In New Orleans.
Oh, good for you.
Or.
Monica, feel free to join in.
I'm not. You know what? I'm out. I'm not even telling the rest of the story.
That's one of the three?
I thought one oh, good for you was sufficient. I'm not going to use it. If it's going to happen after every sentence, then I'm not doing it anymore. I'm out. Forget it. Forget it. What else you want to talk about, Brett?
Those sweatpants again.
Come on. What's a rest? What's
I can do
rest?
That. I can go do a whole Metallica thing with Brewer, with Jim Brewer. Because I saw Jim on Saturday, and he invited me.
Where are they?
Well, this is what so the NFC Championship game is in New Orleans. That's cool.
Huge. That's great.
The Metallica thing is in Little Rock, which I've never been. I'm always looking for new experiences. How bad could it be for two nights? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One of those nights is a show.
Right. You're just going there for that. That's the bottom line.
Right. But he's like, John, he goes full laminates, the whole spiel. Come down. You'll be right by the side of the stage. All that other stuff.
Yeah.
Or I can stay home and go to my son's soccer tournament on Monday.
Did you get to hang with Metallica, too?
He made it seem like a meet and greet would be on the table.
Maybe James. Not the rest.
And he said something about the tuning room. Like, he put it out there.
Oh.
God damn!
Yeah, he put it out there as something that would be
a nice offer.
That would be really cool.
It's hard to turn down.
Or I can stay at home and it's a 3-day weekend and
right. It's not just your son's soccer tournament Monday.
And be at my son's.
It's a whole weekend of family time.
All right, take it easy. Every weekend is family time.
It is.
Time.
No, but think about it. It's a long weekend of family time. It's 3 days. You guys could do some stuff.
Bye, son.
And that's the thing.
Score some goals for
that's
daddy.
That's the tough part.
Because Brewer put out the Metallica thing as to whatever I wanted to go. But I'm looking at the schedule, and the only other date that's even remotely possible is a Friday, and that would mean taking off work, at least the Bone Show, because then I'd have to fly because it's a Friday night show.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only show they have where I have the day off the next day.
Ah, I see. Okay. You can't get back in time for your son's soccer tournament? Because that would maybe
not
save
from
it.
There. I can't because nobody flies direct into Little Rock, Arkansas. I didn't even know where Arkansas was yesterday until I said, how far of a drive is it?
How far of a drive?
Yeah, 18 hours.
Yeah, that's a long-ass way.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought
wow. That's a tough one.
The NFC champ tickets aren't that bad so far.
Can you get there and back and get to your son's soccer game? Can you save the weekend by being home on Monday?
If I go to New Orleans?
If you go to the NFC championship game?
Yeah. If I go to New Orleans and there's no flight delays or cancellations,
right.
I can be at JFK by 10:20 in the morning and probably by 11:30 be at his games. And hopefully he didn't start at 7 a.m.
Oh, you don't know what time his games are yet?
No.
Oh, I see. Well, if you can combine one of those events with seeing a soccer game, I mean, that would be kind of cool.
Well, I understand. Listen.
Then it shows the effort to get back for. And
it's an indoor tournament that means nothing. They're basically just overblown scrimmages.
Oh.
You know?
You've proven your fatherhood. Go Metallica.
You think so?
Absolutely. This is not an everyday thing.
But you're leaving your wife for the weekend to take care of the two kids and run them everywhere.
Lifetime, once in a lifetime experience. Sorry. Thanks for taking care of it for me.
It is once in a lifetime. I would say that. But without her blessing, I think I wouldn't go.
Even without her blessing, do it.
Listen to tough guy.
And you end up in Little Rock. Hey, I'm in Little Rock.
Doesn't matter. You're not going there for that. You're going there for the actual experience.
You know, it's like cities like Detroit and Cleveland that used to be like the garbage was on fire in the river. You hear good things about now that they've turned around. You don't hear that about Little Rock.
Right.
You never hear but it's a really cool place with great breweries and food.
Brewer.
You don't hear that.
Totally cut his show short on Saturday night, too. He was going down to Mets camp right after the show. I guess he now has friends with money.
Sure.
Because he was flying private.
Oh, man.
From the airport right by us at Republic there. and going right down there. He's like, but I got to leave. And I'm like, so you shortening up the show? You know, he starts doing that for a laugh. Yeah, he shortened it up.
Oh.
Todd is on my one. Go ahead, Todd.
Todd?
Yeah, I'm trying to help you, JP. You need to go to Little Rock, Arkansas. If you got 2 days, you can go see. I know you'd like Bill Clinton. You'd like to go see his presidential museum. So.
No, I would not. I did not.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
It's a good point, Todd.
Y'all, great show. Have a good day.
Thanks. Todd.
When's the last time you went through a museum turnstile? Include childhood. Include in your mom's belly when she went.
Not that long ago. That long ago. That's I would so say 2 years ago.
Ooh.
I took the kids to the Museum of Natural History.
Yeah, that's good.
Couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Oh, God. It's a place you could be in for like 2 days. It's
not
so
me.
Big and
it does nothing for me.
No.
No.
So then Bill Clinton's museum is probably going to do nothing for you. It's not like they're going to have Monica's dress there or anything related to that. It probably didn't even happen in that museum.
No.
So. Well.
I think my son would get pissed off if I go to Metallica and I don't bring him.
Yeah, I mean, that part sucks, but you know what? Sorry, you got a tournament. You got responsibilities, Daddy, as much as he loves being there.
You have a responsibility as my father to be there for
me. I'm at every game, every practice. True. I love you.
Right.
But he can't be pissed off for not going with you. There's kid stuff and there's adult stuff.
Yep.
Sorry, this is an adult trip.
Mm.
You know, that doesn't even come close.
So definitely not
the other part.
Definitely not the game, huh?
Between the two, for me personally, Metallica.
Right. You're not the biggest football fan either, though.
Well, I don't mind sporting events.
What if this was the ALCS, but the Yankees weren't in it?
I would still choose Metallica.
You would?
Yeah, over whatever sporting event outside of, like, say, if the Super Bowl was the same day, then it's a flip of a coin because I've seen Metallica before. It'd be cool to go backstage and meet them, hang out with Jim and all that stuff.
I don't know that for sure, though. I don't know that there's a meeting. He made it seem like that. But I don't know that 100%. And I'm going to be like, bro, listen, I'm really thinking about going. Am I going to meet the band?
You never want to ask.
I met Metallica once before.
You know, you did meet him before. Okay.
Yeah, once before. Years, right. Well, that's less of a reason ago. 90, during the reload era.
So if you've seen them, you've met them, you've met Jim, why are you going to Little Rock? Just wondering.
I don't know. Experience?
I guess.
I've never been there. It's Metallica. I haven't got to see the tour yet.
Right.
I don't like your judgmental eyes.
No, I'm not judgmentalizing you. I'm just asking you. I think I just broke it down to brass tacks.
I like Brett's enthusiastic
eyes. You gotta go. Gotta do it.
Hi, Brett.
I'm thinking you should go to New Orleans because you'll still make your son's soccer games. You still have something really cool
experience
you haven't done
before. I'm not doing soccer. Obviously, my son's hockey. I'm in some of the lame tournaments. I'm in the ice deck, whatever it is. You're going to Metallica. That's what you're doing. Sorry, I'm at every other game, every other thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Barring if it was my son's championship game or something like that.
I would never even think about missing it.
Then it's a different story. Outside of that, especially since you said it's some half-assed tournament.
Yeah. It just doesn't mean anything.
Just happens to be on a day off from school.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it comes out to.
Blaze on line one. No one take a break. What's up, Blaze?
Hey, did you say you needed your wife's blessing to go to the Metallica concert?
No. I tell that bitch what's up. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Boy, I hope she's not listening.
When you had your back surgery?
Yeah, listen, I can...
That's right.
My wife never... I'll be honest. She never... does not break my balls about stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, if you have the opportunity, go do it. And the same with her. Yeah, if she wants... Yeah.
But you were looking for something to bust her balls about a couple weeks ago when she was having heart surgery. So throw it in her face and go to the concert.
Yeah, but I don't have. That's the thing. I can go. I don't have to throw it in her face. I can just go. She's not going to tell me no. She may not.
Or get a lawn chair and go to the soccer tournament.
Nah, it's indoors anyway.
Get a lawn chair.
All right, thanks, Blaze. I'll figure it out. I got to make a decision.
He's got one
pretty quickly anyway.
If there's some way you can still have some family commitment for the weekend, like as little as possible, while still doing one of those two things, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Then, the story flips around when you made it back purposely in time to get to. Like,
that's not going to happen.
Now it's going to be like.
That's not going to happen coming back from Little Rock.
Right.
Not a chance.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Look forward to what you decide later in the week.
Just make the right choice. Well, you know what it is.
You want to go to Metallica, Brett?
I wasn't invited.
Do you want to go to Metallica? Invite me. Do you want to go to Metallica, Brett?
That would be cool if I was invited. I didn't get invited.
He does, but he's got his son's hockey game on Monday.
He can't go. Here's the thing. I just can't. And my wife would be so upset.
Tough talker.
You guys know, right?
Well, Roger, JP.
Happy wife, happy life, you know.
Real Raw Radio. Top 10 list coming up after 1:30. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.